Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The bottom of the screen, it's Bell. Bell seeking space. Bell trying to go over the top. He fights to the goal line. He's in for the touchdown at the gun. The Steelers win.
Mike Tomlin rang the bell at crunch time with a wildcat off-tackle run right behind his Pro Bowl tight end, Heath Miller, and Le'Veon Bell did it all himself.
Here's the running back. Play action. And Manning's going to heave one. There's a flag. Beckham, a one-handed catch. How in the world?
Oh, my goodness.
And Brandon Carr was back there. I mean, he is insane. How do you make that catch?
Oh, my goodness. This is sick. Put this to music. I don't think he stepped out either. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Third down and 10. Dalton in his own end zone. And down he goes. Is it a safety?
Ball game.
It is. Dolphins win. Andy Dalton goes down in a wake. Named Cameron. A safety. Ball game. End of a four-game losing skid. The end of a four-game winning streak.
Well, you kind of get the picture right there, man. Free agency in the National Football League has been absolutely crazy when you think about two of the best receivers in the NFL, Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr., with two storied franchises like the Giants and Steelers going to new teams through trades. And here we are. I mean, we were just talking about the NBA and how crazy it is during
right,
the summer.
Exactly.
Getting those guys, and they work on working together and doing the whole thing. And then you look at what has happened in the NFL over the last 48 hours. And by the way, it all becomes official today. So we'll see if anybody gets cold feet today, Zach. Anybody might get cold feet and go...
Funny, you just said that. Michael Lombardi,
yeah,
who is a Fox NFL insider, whatever it is, just tweeted out, literally 15 minutes ago, keep hearing Anthony Barr might not be the only player who turns before he officially signs today. So
well,
it sounds like maybe he's got some information about another guy, and then, of course, the speculation went under to the different players that might do it, and, you know, his name gets brought up twice there, Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, so we'll see. The Teddy Bridgewater thing, who's been had a terrible injury, or he'd still be the starting quarterback in Minnesota, and we wouldn't even be talking about this, and probably making a lot of money. But he got injured. He had a terrible knee. So now, between rehab and coming back, he hadn't been a starter for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's a backup quarterback for the Saints. And now the Dolphins, who liked them a lot last year, but I get it, man. I get last year. Back up to Ryan Tannehill, back up to Drew. It's pretty clear what you do. Anyway, guy that knows a little thing or two about the National Football League joins us right now to talk about an unbelievable night in the National Football League.
Peter King joins us right now in the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Peter, interesting last 18 hours, huh? Not bad.
Just crazy. Really, really nuts. How are you, Joe? How's that?
Peter, we're doing great, man. And we'll start with Odell Beckham. Were you surprised? Was it a fair deal? What'd you think of the trade?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that I think the Giants are essentially, you know, they're going back and forth on what they want to do as an organization. 7 months ago, they made Odell Beckham Jr. the highest paid receiver in NFL history.
Right.
He had a couple of incidents during the season. You know, the story here is that Pat Shurmur really got fed up with him. But Pat Shurmur wanted him. you know, 7-8 months ago, and they signed off on making this, you know, on making this huge, huge contract. And so I think the biggest problem that I have with it, Joe, is that they really have been going zigzagging in a bunch of different directions. Last year, you know, they paid huge money for Nate Solder. This year they paid, you know, huge compensation, really, both in money and in trade value for Kevin Zeitler. These are older offensive linemen. And I just keep thinking to myself, okay, is it a rebuild? Are they trying to win now? What is going on? And they certainly didn't get premium value for Odell Beckham, you know. And I'm trying to think to myself, what exactly are they doing? Are they rebuilding for the long term? Are they going to draft a quarterback? I'm really confused on what their aim is right now.
Yeah, I can only imagine that you and every Giant fan up there in the Northeast is thinking the exact same thing. What is going on? Is Gettleman going to get a lot of heat up there in New York for this? Is he going to be front page material for the next couple of weeks?
I mean, he's getting a lot of heat now. I'm up in New York. I'm actually on a train today, but I think he's going to get a lot of heat because this is a guy who 12 days ago stood in front of the national press in Indianapolis and said, we did not sign Odell Beckham Jr. to trade him. And I don't think I have to say anything more about that. In other words, we're not trading Odell Beckham Jr. And then 12 days later, you trade him. And I might add, for the 17th and 95th picks in this draft, and a good, but certainly not great, safety. Maybe an average to slightly above average NFL safety, a versatile safety in Jabril Peppers. That is hardly what I would call, man, they blew us away with that offer.
Yeah. Peter, how good can Cleveland on the other side of this be? Boy, they just look so good on paper right now. How good can this team be next year?
Well, I think it's going to be a very interesting chemistry experiment, okay? You've got a head coach who a year ago, quite honestly, was fortunate to get hired as the running backs coach at Cleveland. And he came in. And he was so great in his two-month audition as offensive play caller that they gave him the head coaching job. So, you know, good for John Dorsey to read his team and to read the tea leaves and say, Freddie Kitchens, you did a great job. Yeah. And we're giving you a shot. Baker Mayfield loves you and all that. But I, you know, has he ever had to take a guy? You're familiar, obviously, with Jarvis Landry. But you now have Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr., who really are great friends. But how is that friendship going to go, you know, if one of them isn't getting the ball very much? And again, look, I have no idea how they're going to spread it around and what the chemistry is going to be like. We'll see. Because, look, Joe, here's one of the other things I wonder. They now have a premier running back whenever he becomes eligible in Kareem Hunt. But let's say the last half of the season, they're going to have a premier running back. So who's going to get the ball? And Nick, they've got Nick Chubb, who's a very good running back too. David Njoku, this is going to be a delicate
a lot of guys. Yeah.
Hey, it's an embarrassment of riches right now for Cleveland, and we'll see what happens. But we'll see. Because this isn't, you just can't roll the ball out with very ego-driven and talent-driven players. So we'll see how they handle it.
It's amazing. This is the team we were talking about a couple of years ago, 1-31, and couldn't win games. And now they might have one of the best offenses we've seen on paper, at least, in a while. We'll stay in New York for a second here. What about Le'Veon Bell? Big signing for the Jets overnight, 4 years, $52.5 million, 35 guaranteed. What'd you think about that signing by Adam Gase and the Jets?
Well, you know, I think overall, I'd still really, really like to have Le'Veon Bell. He's a terrific two-way performer. In my opinion, the best one in football at the time of his, you know, self-enforced retirement or whatever you'd call it. you know, the one taking 1 year off. And I think I'd look at it from a couple of ways. He did not come close to making the kind of money he thought he would make. And, you know, there wasn't the competition out there for him. And I think it's because of a couple of reasons. One, you know, how much do you trust Le'Veon Bell taking a year off? You know, does he really love football? Is he, you know, is he going to be a great guy to have on your team? I think that's number one. And number two, and I think this is really an interesting part of it. I mean, look what happened when Alvin Kamara gets picked 67th. And look what happened when Kareem Hunt gets picked 86th in the draft just 2 years ago. I mean, Alvin Kamara becomes the offensive rookie of the year at a very reasonable price for 4 years. And obviously Kareem Hunt, until his problems, I mean, his rookie year, he wins the rushing title. So do you really need to spend $13 million a year on a running back? I don't think so. It's why I wouldn't have been involved in this. But then again, I'm not an NFL general manager, and Mike Maccagnan needs to do something right to liven up his team and to save his job.
Peter, I want to ask you about one down here. We're just kind of scratching our heads. So Teddy Bridgewater, who's been rehabbing and coming back, been a backup, is going to go. He's saying as of yesterday, he's going to be a backup to Drew Brees when the Dolphins, I think everybody knows Chris Greer really likes him, want him to come down here and be the starting quarterback. What were your thoughts on that? I'm just curious. And I understand the Saints situation's a lot better, the team-wise, than the rebuild going on with the Dolphins. What did that surprise you at all?
No, I think it was a borderline torturous decision that Teddy Bridgewater had to make because, you know, think about it in this way. Okay, after this season, let's assume Drew Brees. After this season, this is basically going to be 4 years since he would have played, you know, basically a full season.
Right.
And you basically are going to be asking yourself, anybody who is interested in Teddy Bridgewater next year is going to be saying, he hasn't played football in 4 years or, you know, or over 3 years. So it's going to be a difficult thing. But I think on the other hand, the lure of playing for Sean Payton and thinking that, look, nothing is guaranteed to him. And this is what is so vexing. It had to be vexing for Teddy Bridgewater that there is no guarantee that he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints, even if this is Drew Brees' last year. And the other thing is, what if Brees plays great and he wants to play one more year and the Saints want him one more
right
year? Then all the investment that Teddy Bridgewater has made has gone for naught. And I think, and look, I have not talked to Teddy Bridgewater, so I don't know, but I'm just going to read the tea leaves. You know, I'm looking at him, and he's probably saying, okay, I'm going to have one shot somewhere to be a starting quarterback in the NFL at some point in the very near future, this year or next. Should I take a situation in Miami which is fraught with questions? Even though it's home, even though I could probably win the job this year and all that,
right,
should I take this job or, you know, should I hold out either for the Saints or a better opportunity in 2020? And he did the latter. And I can't tell you exactly why he did it, but I just think that part of it had to be that, you know, who's to say that the Miami Dolphins, A, are going to be any good on offense, and B,
yeah,
how long are they going to give him before the 2020 draft? They go out and they draft somebody to replace him. So I think it was a tough call for Bridgewater.
Peter, before we let you go here, did Antonio Brown, you've been around the NFL for a long time, did Antonio Brown in that situation, did that change the NFL maybe forever when it comes to superstars in the league and contracts?
You know, it's really interesting. I had I recorded a podcast conversation with Drew Rosenhaus yesterday. And I said, you know, you've been an agent for 31 years. You know, how does this rank, you know, on your list of whatever word I use, compelling, you know, satisfying, whatever, accomplishment? And he said exactly that. He said, hopefully, and you can listen to it. It's called the Peter King Podcast. But he said, hopefully, it will give players and their agents a little more power. than they've had in the past. And I think that it's possible, although, you know, look, how many players in the NFL are as great and as powerful potentially as Antonio Brown? There aren't many of them.
Nope.
So this is a small number. And maybe that played a role in why the Giants did what they did. Maybe they felt a year from now they were going to be in Antonio Brown type of hell with Odell Beckham. I don't know. But we'll see if that does. But all I can say is this. You know, I know that Drew Rosenhaus has a lot of detractors in his business, which, you know, I could care less about the agent business. It's not really my thing. But I will say this. He did as good a job with that contract as I have seen any agent do with a contract, maybe in all the years that I've covered the NFL. I cannot believe that he got $30 million guaranteed dollars where there once was none, and he got $11 million added to the contract of a guy who, as I wrote on Monday, has done nothing but throw Molotov cocktails at Steelers for the last 10 weeks.
Yeah.
It's amazing the job that Rosenhaus did.
Peter, always great having you, man. Absolutely. Really appreciate it. We got to do this more. I know you're busy, but thank you so much.
No problem. Call anytime, guys.
All right.
All right. Peter King from NBC Sports. You can read his article, Football Morning in America. That's on profootballtalk.com. We'll take a break. We'll take some of your texts right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.